Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Christine Whittemore with Simple Marketing Now. Christine, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us this morning. Actually, I had wanted to talk to you about this topic because I listened to you give a presentation last Saturday at the Big Bob's Convention in Chattanooga, and you know, it's actually something that a lot of retailers need to hear on selling to women. You know, there is, in this business, when you go into a flooring store, a lot of times you see men in there, and men are selling to women, and, you know, they need to know some of the things that you're talking about. You ready to talk about it?
Absolutely.
All right, tell me, first off, according to what you hear, what's the percentage of shoppers that are buying flooring that are female?
Well, women are the majority purchase, decision maker, and influencer. During the presentation, I shared some data across a whole slew of categories. As it relates to home furnishings, it's above 90%. They influence home sales, 91% of home sales. And across the board on all consumer purchases, it's above 80%. What I found very interesting, because I updated some of my data for the Big Bob's presentation, is that women are making 66% of personal computer purchases. And that has implications for the overall retail experience because online plays such a big role in the purchase decision process.
But at retail, when you're going in, I mean, you hear all across the board, but it's at least 80%. I mean, that's
the gist. At least 80%.
Yeah, okay.
And it may not be, I mean, one of the dangers is that there are assumptions made in terms of who actually buys whatever it is that the consumer is purchasing. And you can't just make an assumption that because a man is paying for it, that the woman hasn't had a big role in the decision process.
Well, one of the things you said, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to love this, is you said, I think you said women are smarter than men. Is that what you said?
Oh, Kemp. Women are better educated than men.
Oh, better educated.
Yes, yes. Now, does that lead to smartness?
Yeah.
You make your own decision. yes, they've been, they're the majority of those earning college degrees, and that's been true since about 79, mm-hmm. and also with secondary degrees. So it's pretty interesting to see that. And it's also interesting because that has real implications in terms of the workforce. And you're seeing more and more women in the workforce and in positions of authority. And you also see more women starting businesses, owning businesses, and being quite successful with those businesses. So,
okay. So statistically, they have more degrees. Okay, I get you. All right, when they go in, they actually are women, and you're a woman, you can tell me this, you know, firsthand. They go in, they're looking, some of the things they're interested in are different than what men are interested in. I think you told me that they tune in to quality. Tell us a little bit about what their hot buttons are when they're looking for flooring.
Well, quality is a big deal, and we had some discussion about this last week at the Big Bob's meeting. But when people use the word value, mm-hmm. it does not necessarily mean cheap.
Yeah.
Value is in the mind of the beholder, of the purchaser, and there's a whole formula there that's relevant to that person. And quality plays a big role, because if you buy something and it's of poor quality, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to replace it. What a waste. And a waste not just of money, but also of time, of resources.
All right, so when we're talking to retailers here primarily, and they're listening to you, and I think they probably have some things to learn. Should they have a lot of men working in their store? What should these men do? You were given some pointers. Like one of the things you said was that when women come in, they don't usually shop by themselves, and so they bring somebody else. I mean, even in the way you lay out your store, there's some things to learn, right?
Oh, yes. And there's a wonderful resource for those retailers who haven't heard of him. Paco Underhill is a retail anthropologist and has made a living out of observing how people function in stores. But yes, there's definitely some things you can do. One is you don't want to have so much stuff in your store that a shopper doesn't know where to go or how to make sense of what it is that you have in your store. And that, to me, is a huge area of opportunity for flooring retailers. Because too often, as a shopper, you walk into the store and you see a sea of beige.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not help the consumer make sense out of that sea of beige? Retailers have incredible expertise. Show off that expertise. Edit what it is that you have. I've sometimes referred to it as being a curator. Be a curator of your products so that you're showing off some subgroup group of products that tell a story for your customers.
So eliminate clutter and build out these vignettes, these areas where you can actually see a scaled-down installation of what the flooring would look like installed, right?
Absolutely. IKEA does a beautiful job of that. Creating vignettes tells stories, and you can tell stories with your product. It's quite valuable. And you touched on one point, and that is that women will often shop with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they'll be shopping with their significant other. They may be with their children. They may be with friends. Or they may be alone. And when a woman is with other people, she'll spend more time if she's with friends and with children and or with children than she will when she's with a man. So be prepared for these instances and definitely have an area where a man can be comfortable, a chair, have an area where kids can be comfortable so that your shopper can really focus on the decision process. It's complicated to shop for flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So help the process along. Be prepared.
What are some of the key words they key in on when a salesperson's talking to a woman? Should they change their pitch a little bit?
Well, number one is banish the hard sell. Really, don't come off as a used car salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen. Do more listening. Ask more questions and listen to the answers, because you'll get information on what it is that a customer or shopper is trying to do. And you'll get a lot of information. Based on all of that, you'll then be able to make recommendations. So in essence, there's a transition that's taking place from hard sell salesperson to a more of a consultant, an interpreter of the store for the customer. So that to me is a big opportunity, and the benefit is you don't just make your women shoppers happier, you'll also make your men shoppers happier.
Okay. All right, well, I think you covered most of the main point of selling to women. I just wanted to point out, you're actually giving a seminar at Surfaces next week, but it's on a different topic, right? What are you talking about at Surfaces?
At Surfaces, I have two sessions. One is a social media 101 for retailers, and the other one is part of a whole marketing in a recession workshop where social media plays a role. And there's one point I do want to make, and that is that women shoppers pay attention to details,
mm-hmm.
and details really matter. And part of that is how consistent you are, not just in your store, but with your online presence, because women are looking online to get information that will help with making the flooring decision. So although it's not, my Surfaces presentations aren't about marketing to women, it does affect the retail experience and the overall process.
Yeah, and a couple other points you made, things they look at, I mean, what the parking lot looks like, what the bathroom looks like, all those things are important, right?
Well, they all send signals as to how you can expect to be treated.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Christine, I appreciate you spending time with us. We look forward to seeing you next week in Las Vegas at Surfaces. Been talking to Christine Whittemore, who is with Simple Marketing Now, and you've been listening to Kemp Harr and FloorDaily.net.